from KQED. Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. In a harsh report, the state auditor blasted the California Public Utilities Commission, criticizing it for allowing for the appearance of improper influence, as well as a failure to disclose public records and communications with outside parties, and lax control of spending on contracts. The report comes after an effort by lawmakers to retool the commission. The auditor's recommendation was that legislators keep at it, amending state law to require new CPUC standards. Los Angeles's growing homeless population includes one group that is not so visible, working immigrants, some of them unauthorized and squeezed by high rent and a tough economy that's landed them on the street. KPCC's Leslie Beristein Rojas reports on why they're often overlooked.
On most days, a man who calls himself Alonso comes to look for work in this busy parking lot next to the Cypress Park Community Job Center. It sits under a freeway by a Home Depot near the Los Angeles River, a few miles north of downtown.
Yo duermo en la calle.
Alonso is homeless. He lives in a tent high up in Elysian Park near Dodger Stadium. It's about a 15-minute walk from the Home Depot. Until about 4 years ago, he rented a room nearby, but the money he earned wasn't enough. He shows up for work looking clean and presentable. He says he uses public showers when he can. Other times, he says, he washes up in the river. Alonso, who goes by his middle name, isn't the only immigrant worker who's living this way. Luis Valentin manages the Cypress Park Job Center.
A lot of them are staying on the streets, you know, like we know a couple of workers that they sleep in the back of a truck or, you know, under the bridge, in a park.
Just as the homeless population has grown statewide, Valentin says it's gotten worse for immigrant workers in recent years. He blames it on tighter housing that's driving up rents and an unsteady supply of work for low-skilled laborers. There's a path that leads from the Home Depot parking lot across a side street and under a bridge down to the concrete riverbed. Here, in a well-hidden cluster of tents, you'll find immigrant day laborers like Carlos Arriera. He camps out with a few other men in a dry, shaded area not far from the water. Arriera says the men he camps with regularly look for work. He says he used to live in Inglewood in an apartment with his wife and two kids. He had a job in a small grocery store. But the store went out of business. The owners moved away. Now, he takes odd jobs as a day laborer. Arriera says it's tough getting work, especially without papers. So he's here, under the bridge. He's been here a year. His family moved back to Ensenada in Baja California. He says he could pay rent, but the money he saves, he sends home. Arriera says he'd rather take his chances camping out so he can support his family. There isn't enough money to do both. It's the kind of story that Cynthia Sanchez has heard lots of lately. Sanchez directs Proyecto Pastoral, a nonprofit that runs a homeless shelter at Dolores Mission Church in Boyle Heights. The shelter is unique in that it caters to Spanish-speaking immigrants.
Overall, we've seen a huge increase in the number of people coming to us and newly homeless since 2009.
Dolores Mission Church first opened its doors nearly 30 years ago to house Central American refugees. Now it shelters a different crowd.
Most of them are day laborers. They work in construction or they work at restaurants. They work in landscaping.
Sanchez and others who work with homeless immigrants see them as a shadow population within LA's homeless ranks. She says they're often reluctant to seek services or to go to shelters, afraid of others on the street who are mentally ill or use drugs. There's also a sense of shame, Sanchez says. Some don't want to accept help.
You know, they don't see themselves as being homeless or as needing shelter, but rather needing support so that they can work.
Since many don't have legal status to live in the U.S., they're reluctant to step forward. Salvador Mendoza takes in immigrants at Dolores Mission.
Even when they come here to the program and we start putting in their information in the computer, they ask, where does this information go? Is it going to affect us?
Homeless immigrants who lack legal status are difficult to place in affordable housing. Phil Ansell directs LA County's new homeless initiative.
For the most part, undocumented immigrants are not eligible to public benefits.
This means they don't qualify for federal housing vouchers. Sanchez at Dolores Mission says the best solution is to find them a room in a private rental, but rising rents have made that tough. Every night at the Dolores Mission, after dinner, the men set up cots inside the church. Sanchez says 26 men sleep there. Others sleep in nearby buildings. Back in Cypress Park, Alonso says he's thinking lately about heading back to Mexico. He hasn't talked to his parents since he's been on the street. At first, he told them everything was okay. Then he stopped sending money home, and he stopped calling. He became afraid that instead of being happy to hear from him, they'd be upset. It tortures him that they might think he no longer cares. Maybe they've concluded that he doesn't want to send money home, or that he's forgotten about them, he says. But it's not like that at all. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristein Rojas in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Friday, September 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Jim Bennett, and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati and Tiffany Kamhai directed the show. Our producer is Nina Thorson. The editing team included Polly Stryker, Tyke Hendricks, Scott Schaefer, and Ted Goldberg. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. Ethan Lindsay is the managing editor. Holly Kernan is the executive editor of news. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.